Okay, guys, here's how, as far as practice goes, if Marshall and Kreider didn't practice, they're out. Trevor was limited. He's questionable. Matt was full. Benny Fowler is limited. He's listed as questionable, and everybody else is okay.
You
know, I think it's me watching him come out of practice today morning thing, you know, see how he feels tomorrow, soreness or, you know, those type of things. But it was good. I mean, he did everything we asked him to do yesterday. He did probably a little bit more today. We're still repping Paxton, and, you know, we'll see if we can get there on game day. So, see how he feels.
I think
the decision will be made tomorrow, if that's what you're asking me, Jeff. Yeah, I think we'll make that decision tomorrow.
He just needs to kind of avoid any setback.
Yeah, just how he's coming in. You know, he came in today, he felt good, you know, and like I said, we pushed him a little bit harder today. Heck, I still see him out there doing some extra. So, you know, some, a bunch of good signs, but we'll see how he's doing tomorrow.
Is there a risk of re-injury with what he's got there?
Well, anybody goes out there, Mike, hell, they, you know, risk an injury. But, no, I mean, it's with talking to Greek, you know, it's it is what it is, and, you know, trying to, there's certain ways they're trying to protect it and, you know, tape it and all those type of things. But the bottom line, can you do what you need to do to play? And he's shown the last couple of days that he's, you know, been doing that. So we'll just see how he feels.
You, with Brandon out, does that impact you being able to use that heavier formation against a good running team?
You lost.
Is that extra linebacker formation sometimes on?
Oh, you're talking about us defensively. Well, yeah, I mean, they play a lot of three tight ends and stuff, Jeff, you know. So, you know, we'll see. But Corey will go in. Corey's played a lot of football. We're excited about Corey playing. Dakota's actually got to do some extra work this week. You know, you kind of got my head swimming. You asked me tough questions. But Dakota's got to do a couple extra things this week. So, you know, we're having to adjust, yeah.
Did you see what you wanted from Forsett, too?
Yeah, he's ready to go. I will play him. Will it be half the time? Will it be less than book, more than book? I don't know. We'll see how the game goes. But I like practice. I know he knows exactly what he's doing. I think he's brought some nice juice to our football team, our offense, and just you know, getting a new face around here that we know can help us out.
Is that a case where you play the hot hand in, almost like you were with Capri until he got hurt?
I think so. I think that's the way Eric goes about it. We always go in with the plan and how we're trying to play him, and then we see how things go. And you know, we may say, hey, leave this one in there or that. So, but Eric handles that. I trust him to get that done.
Matt, having a couple of days of practice in a row, is his hip improving?
Because we were able to rest him a little bit, we tried to practice him a little bit more. You know, I think there's been a little bit of an effect, the fact that he hasn't practiced, you know, and so we tried to, since we went to a two-day practice week this week, tried to let him do a little bit more, and, you know, we'll see if that'll work out. But the bottom line, we need Matt on the field. So we're doing everything we can the rest of the season to keep Matt on the field with us.
Forsett seemed really excited to be here. Can that kind of enthusiasm and just
Yeah, I think it can, Jeff. You know, I mean, look what we've been through at that spot. And you know, Booker's trying to hang on. He's a young kid, but he's trying to carry a big, big load. And I think our veteran guys, they all know – a bunch of guys know Justin. I mean, he and Russell played together in Seattle. You guy come in and, hey, I'm excited. It's an opportunity for me in my career and, you know, big 4 weeks. So, yeah, I think it does bring a little bit of juice, you know, not only to him and his career, but to us to know that he can help us out.
Said you let him speak to the team. What did he say?
I'm not going to tell you what he said, but, yeah, I did let him speak to the team. He's a very sharp kid, you know, a very positive guy. Got his head on straight as far as football. He basically talked to the guys about his appreciation for this opportunity, you know, and how happy he was to be here and be a part of the team. I think it meant a lot to the guys.
Coach, how concerning is the letter that Brandon Marshall got? And how do you take extra steps?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I was not much aware of that until this morning, but I know that our organization is on top of it. You know, that's all I can tell you.
Coach, community champion, you awarded four community champion award winners, and they were recognized for off the field, Chris Harris, Dakota Watson. What does it say about them off the field, what they represent on and off the field?
Talking about the Walter Payton. So, yeah, this morning the community, you know, our guys do a tremendous job in the community, you know. Getting out, our organization does a good job of getting them involved and, you know, really our young kids is the thing. You know, our older guys have always been great, but we really get our young kids involved too. So, you know, congratulations to Virgil, Chris, Dakota. Who else was it? Knicks, you know, Khalif, you know. So that's pretty cool. You know, it's one thing to be a player and have those opportunities, but when you're able to contribute in another form, I think that's pretty special. Okay, you have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.